Hey guys, it's Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill. Cleaning today? Well, not exactly my idea of fun, but wait a second. Is Fabuloso involved? Because that's different. Cleaning with Fabuloso 2x concentrated cleaner turns chores into fiestas. Fabuloso pairs twice the concentrated cleaning power with long-lasting lavender freshness. From showers to countertops, floors to doorknobs, it leaves your whole home smelling and feeling like a fresh oasis. You may never love cleaning, but you will love a home cleaned with Fabuloso. So make your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. Pick some up today at your favorite store. Fabuloso 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Golden rice, a miracle of the 20th century. I remember reading about it in Time magazine. I was a much younger person. The world looked possible. It was the Cold War, and along came a piece of news that was spectacular. German scientists, this is in the 1980s and 90s, had created a product that was laden with miracles, in addition to the fact that it could be grown around the world in great quantity and feed lots of people who were on the edge of starvation, if not actually experiencing famine. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller. He is writing most recently with his colleague, Kathleen Heffron. They're both at the American Council on Science and Health. And where to find Henry's reporting is henrymillermd.org, henrymiller.md.org. We celebrate golden rice, but this is not nostalgia for the 20th century, because golden rice is under constant attack by an organization that heretofore is associated with benevolent activity, Greenpeace. A puzzle. What is golden rice that Greenpeace would attack it? So much so that it would attack it to stop it in countries where famine is always around the corner. Henry, a very good evening to you. What does golden rice do? What is its genius?
Well, first let me say that the website is henrymillermd.org. That there are no punctuations before the .org. Let me clarify what golden rice does. It's fortified with beta carotene, the precursor of vitamin A. And so it's great value, which many of us have speculated could be as great as the contribution to public health of the Salk vaccine in the 1950s, is really not to prevent famine. It's to prevent vitamin A deficiency, which ravages countries where rice is the primary source of calories and provides plenty of calories, but not certain important supplements like vitamin A. So some 100,000 children die of vitamin A deficiency a year. And although various agencies, such as UN agencies, have tried making supplements available, the logistics are just too difficult. And so the real solution is going to be rice varieties like golden rice, which are fortified with the precursor of vitamin A, which is then in the body converted to vitamin A. And trials of it have been shown to be highly effective. The problem is that vitamin A deficiency causes blindness in the first instance, and then a high percentage of the children who become blind die within a year of the onset of blindness. Golden rice is no more difficult to grow, no more expensive to grow than conventional varieties of rice, but it's been opposed by activist groups like Greenpeace for more than 20 years since it was developed. That anti-genetic engineering activism has obtained some traction, especially in governments in poorer countries and among some consumers in those countries. And finally, several years ago, the Philippines became the first country to grant approval of commercialization of golden rice. But in April, a Philippine court acting on a filing by Greenpeace rescinded the country's commercialization approval, which has been an action which has been widely condemned. Now, an obvious question is, why would Greenpeace oppose a life-saving, life-changing product like this? The answer is simple. They're grifters. They do this because they have a population that disapproves of, opposes new technologies, and particularly genetic engineering to improve foods. It's a cynical and cruel strategy, and yet here in the Philippines, it's been successful. Unfortunately, that decision has reverberated through other countries like India and Bangladesh, which appear to be on the verge of approval for commercialization of golden rice, and now are beginning to rethink it without any logical reason to do so.
Henry, the latest techniques for genetic engineering include the miracle of CRISPR, which is a complete transformation, as I understand it, of what is possible with genes. Doesn't that alone suggest that Greenpeace is out of date, is talking about older understandings of what can be done with genes?
Well, John, they've been out of date since their initial opposition to genetic engineering, even with the earlier generation of molecular techniques. Remember that this earlier generation of molecular techniques has been used since the 1980s, when I was at the FDA and headed the biotechnology program there. We approved the first biopharmaceutical approved with genetic engineering techniques in 1982, and that was Humulin, where a gene that expresses human insulin was introduced into E. coli bacteria grown in large fermenters and then purified to provide the insulin that diabetics, type 1 diabetics, have used now since 1982. In 1986, the first vaccine using these molecular techniques was approved, and that was the hepatitis B vaccine, Recombivax, from Merck, and that's been used since 1986. So there's been no justification for opposition to this. And as an illustration of how desperate Greenpeace has been, when it comes to their opposition to golden rice, first they said it wouldn't work because the amounts produced were too low to be effective in vitamin A deficiency. And then when the trials showed that it was enormously effective, they switched completely and said, well, it produces so much that vitamin A is going to be toxic in people who consume the golden rice.
We have 30 seconds, Henry. 30 seconds.
That's not possible because the conversion from beta carotene, the precursor, to vitamin A itself is highly regulated in the body, and that conversion stops when the normal levels are reached. So Greenpeace has just been an evil influence now for a quarter of a century.
And right now, the golden rice is stopped in the Philippines, according to court order, yes?
It stopped for the time being, yes. And also, what has been stopped is the development of insect-resistant eggplant, another important crop there.
Dr. Henry Miller, writing most recently, he is the physician, MD, and molecular biologist, the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
L-E-T-E-N-D! Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.